Ever feel like you have big dreams but no energy to make them happen? You think, I'll do it tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes. You want to do great things, but it feels so hard to even start. You think about writing a book, getting fit, or learning something new, but instead, you scroll on your phone or watch TV. Why does this happen? It's not because you're lazy forever, it's because the tasks feel too big. When something feels too hard, your brain says, let's do something easier. But the good news? You can fix this. Laziness isn't who you are, it's just a habit, and habits can change. Think about how often you've been stuck because the goal felt impossible. You want to save money, but the thought of cutting back on everything feels like too much. Or you want to get healthier, but the idea of running every day seems exhausting. It's not that you don't care, it's that your brain is wired to avoid pain and seek comfort, but you can outsmart your brain. Here are three simple steps to help you stop being lazy and start doing what matters. Step 1. Make it small. Big tasks feel scary, so make them small. For example, if you want to write a book, don't think about writing 200 pages. Just write one sentence today. Small steps are easier and make you feel good. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You don't jump to the top, you take one step, then another. Do the same with your goals. Small wins add up. Here's another example. If you want to learn a new skill, like playing guitar, don't try to learn an entire song in one day. Just practice one chord. Over time, those small efforts turn into big results. The key is to focus on progress, not perfection. Step 2. Create easy routines. Don't rely on willpower. Set up routines. Willpower runs out, but routines make things automatic. For example, if you want to exercise, put your shoes by your bed. That way, when you wake up, it's easy to get started. Think of routines like training wheels. They make things easier until you can do them naturally. What's one small routine you can start today? Maybe it's writing a to-do list every morning or drinking a glass of water as soon as you wake up. These small habits create structure and help you build momentum. Step 3. Use the 2-minute rule. The hardest part is starting. So promise yourself you'll work on something for just 2 minutes. That's it. Want to read a book? Read one page. Want to clean your room? Start with one corner. Once you start, it's easier to keep going. It's like pushing a ball down a hill. The first push is hard, but after that, it rolls on its own. Here's a bonus tip. Reward yourself for starting. After you've done your 2 minutes, celebrate in a small way. Maybe it's listening to your favorite song or taking a short break. Rewards make starting feel good and motivate you to keep going. Here's the truth. Everyone starts small. The people you admire, they struggled too, but they kept going. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. Think of your dreams like a fire. Right now, it's a tiny spark. Every small action you take is like adding fuel. Keep adding fuel, and soon you'll have a roaring fire. So, what will you do today to light that fire? Remember, it's okay to fail. Everyone fails. What matters is that you get back up and try again. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. So, be kind to yourself and keep moving forward. Let's keep it simple. If you're ambitious but lazy, here's what to do. 1. Make tasks small and easy. 2. Create routines to help you. 3. Start with just 2 minutes of effort. That's it. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start now. Pick one thing and take a small step today. Your dreams are waiting for you. Go make them happen. And remember this, you don't need to be perfect. You just need to be consistent. Even small efforts done regularly can create massive change. But you can't stay consistent without taking action. So watch this to start taking action today.